In compiling the selected poems, I've been pretty careful to keep the original texts wherever possible. I don't believe in changing text when you do a selected. But in the case of diary poem Uses of Coziness, when we were getting the large manuscript together, the last lines of the poem rearranged themselves a little under my eyes. And I decided to actually assist that a little because I liked what the rearrangement was doing. So in the unusual case of diary poem Uses of Coziness, I've actually kept a slightly new version on the last lines. I'll explain why, but first I'll read the original version. Diary poem Uses of Coziness. Emboldened by sharing briefly the same publisher as Frieda Hughes, I looked up an article on her latest collection, found a photo of her living room which seemed welcoming, well-ordered, English cosy, complete with three Maltesers and a live rehabilitating owl, like something utterly seductive from Alison Uckley. I thought of Plath describing owl talons of depression, clenching her heart, remembered my view that Plath's writing is political, its context the savage US empire of the 50s and 60s, hence its citing the execution of the Rosenbergs at the start of The Bell Jar, the fears of US expansion in her diaries. The metaphors about Nazis in her poems are more about Nazis than about those who she compared to the Nazis to. In balance, she is often housey and cosy, which out of context seems not feminist, but in context is sane microcosming amidst punitive systems of power. She painted furniture, did craft, and decorated cottages and rooms, bright like the makeup in The Bell Jar, desperate for humanity and control. If you slid out of line, they electrocuted you like Julius and Ethel. If you tried to appease them with neat suicide, save anything, they burned out your nerves with power if they spied that your heart misgave. Now, what between me and the manuscript we ended up with was a new set of last lines where the actual perpetrators of the executions, the perpetrators of the threat, are actually burned themselves. So instead of they burned, we get the burned, and I'll read the whole thing again from that point of view. Diary poem Uses of Coziness. Emboldened by sharing briefly the same publisher as Frieda Hughes, I looked up an article on her latest collection, found a photo of her living room, which seemed welcoming, well-ordered, English cosy, complete with three Maltesers and a live rehabilitating owl, like something utterly seductive from Alison Uckley. I thought of Plath describing owl talons of depression, clenching her heart, remembered my view that Plath's writing is political, its context the savage US empire of the 50s and 60s. Hence it's citing the execution of the Rosenbergs at the start of The Bell Jar, the fears of US expansion in her diaries. The metaphors about Nazis in her poems are more about Nazis than about those who she compared the Nazis to. In balance, she is often housey and cosy, which out of context seems not feminist, but in context is sane microcosming amidst punitive systems of power. She painted furniture, did craft, and decorated cottages and rooms, bright like the makeup in The Bell Jar, despite desperate for humanity and control. If you slid out of line, they electrocuted you like Julius and Ethel. If you tried to appease them with neat suicide, save anything, they burned out your nerves with power if they spied that your heart misgave.